Zayin, Sif Chav, Sif Katan Samach Aleph. So we started learning the Sif, we didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah yet. So the Mishnah says, in a case where the person did not make an Erev, he can be Makna Kimcho Lacher. A case where there's nobody else available, so we let him make a minimal amount, prepare a minimal amount of food for Shabbos, and that's Sif. So Sifkat and Samachal, if him ain't shom acherim, v'acherim is kimmel. The acherim say the following would also be true. Afilo yeshom acherim, elashena roitzel lahakdus lehem meizetam. So he, whatever reason, he doesn't want to be marked with his food to these people. So we could have argued, listen, you had an option. You don't want to do it. That's tough luck. No, gam kain mutter loy lefois pasach. We're still going to allow this heter of one pas and one tafshol and one there. Okay, beemes nochem ba'oid shiaktem mitkimcha lecherim kashiyuchu lefois avuroi lelechem mishna. But obviously, it would be much better if he would be marked the kimcha lecherim, and by doing that, they're going to make have lechem mishna. Right now, you only tell him to make one loaf; you can't make two loaves. So, if there's some reason why he's refusing to do so, we're still going to be giving this kula. So, what are you allowed to make? You're allowed to make bitzimtzum, a very minimal, very limited amount. One bread, one kedera, and one there. Bitzimtzum pasach. Now, how big is this bread going to be? Hainu pas gadol, afilu pas gadol, shi'aloi. Die loy the chol hashav. It says it can be enough bread that'll last for all three meals. It'll be a very large loaf, but it's one loaf. Mitir loy bechol zekere chayav mishum kavod shabbos. So they because of kavod shabbos, they make sure they at least have that which it needs to have a functional shabbos.
Okay.
There's no heter for lechem mishnah. Heter was a minimal amount. So if he had a leftover bread, so then he can't just because he wants to do lechem mishnah. The Sharsian points out, however, if the bread is not enough, there's not enough bread to last for the meals, also the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. But also the pasha not the bread, so then he would be allowed to bake.
Hello, Rabbi Sheir.
Okay. The amount that he needs. I mean, it's not going to be. You're not, he has what he needs to be able to function. To have a Shabbos. We're not talking about. You're right. He's not talking about he's having his whole full stomach. I think Kedei Chayav over here is being used a little bit loosely. I mean, he's not saying that he has to, but it's not the minimal amount to point that a person knows. So listen, you can fast for a day also, you're going to live. Kedei Chayav doesn't mean that we're not talking about tzchanos nefashos. We're talking about the way a person would normally function. They shouldn't be in a state of affliction on Shabbos. That covered Shabbos here is not that we're being matter covered Shabbos. We're matter. He shouldn't be not have today what will be normal for him to have. Okay. Now came along the Ramah. The Ramah said a person did not make the declaration like he's supposed to when he made the Erev Tashlim. He made the Erev Tashlim, but he didn't declare like he's supposed to all the things he's supposed to say. That also gets the loch as if he did not make an Erev Tashlim. How the commissioner Erev? Chen tiknu chachamim sheyifarit ikrei hamalachis. So you need to mention, and the Ramah said even further, even if you did say that, for all my needs, but you didn't say the specifics, that's also not sufficient according to the Ramah, because our Masakhan, you have to say the different pratim of the Malachas. V'impirit rak mitzosay, v'gurin chomer rak lafuyay, v'l'hizkar bishalat mano. so that also be here. So whatever he said, he's allowed to do. Whatever he didn't say, he's not allowed to do. So, you know, you get exactly what you said. Okay. So that's the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah, we pointed out yesterday when we were learning it, that not everybody agrees to this halacha. So the Marshal, Reish Chalkim of the Iker Din Zeh, there's some who disagree with this whole concept. That's the Marshal. This declaration that he makes, he says, according to the Marshal, the main thing is making the Eruv, whether you said anything or not, is not going to be Ma'akib or Yavid at all. So then a person will be able to do whatever he needs to do from Yom to the Shabbos, just making the Eruv to Shilin without saying any Nusach at all. Then in Halacha, so was Tutmin Lamaisa. Chachila Yesh Lahakrish Kesor Vishon. Mishim Ma'akro like the Ramah. Okay. Therefore, in Iskri Kaidam Kinesis Leal Yamtiv. So it's still Erev Yamtiv, but Yamtiv is not started yet. So he's Mechuyiv to go and reset the Erev, as it were, and pronounce the declaration of Bedeni Ruva. You can't say, well, you said Mechad Marshal. But Velo Yachsi Baruch Shainis. In Karabir Patila, you don't say the bracha again, because according to the Marshal, you're Yotze Ren.
Right.
Okay. The minister of Arab Shabbos. Furthermore, if it's already Yom Tov and he has not said the Nusaf, so since there is an option of being Makna Kimcha L'Cherim. So we're cautious for the Rambam, and you should not rely on that. But you still have another option. You should not rely on the Marshal.
What's the Marshal?
Marshal says that the Lashon, the Mir, is not Malachim. Where do we use the Marshal? In case where you have no other option. So we said that according to the Ramah, you'd end up with one loaf of bread, one tafshel, one there. That much we'll say, no, we'll rely on the Marshal, you're allowed to cook regular. And the Shartian points out, therefore, let's say in a case you realize, it was 2 day Yom Tov, you realized on Thursday, she'd make an Erev Tashin all tonight. Right?
I don't understand the tonight thing.
No, we're going to see.
It's not really speaking.
No, we'll see. We'll get
which day.
We'll get the Chavez. We'll see it. We'll get the Sif Chavez. We'll see it. Okay. Samad Al Klal. What's going on? It's like if he did not make an Erev at all. Now, we remember Nusa Bedein, Akshaloi Beirach, the Eno Mahakim, the Bruch is a Mahakim. The Bruch is a Mahakim. The main thing is that it's Nusa from the declaration. The Ramah holds that the declaration is an integral part of the Maisa making the Erev. And even the declaration of the details is an integral part of the Maisa. If you don't say it, it's like you didn't make an Erev. But the Bruch is a Mahakim. It's considered, then the last thing they said over here was a person who's fasting has the equivalent status as if he did not make an Erev Tavshu.
His brach is not me'akiv. Let's say he just forgets. In a plain case, you got to say the brach, and he started with the mahadain.
Right. So once he said it, there's no brach. That's it.
And the Arab.
The Arab is 100% kosher. That's.
Does that apply to every brach?
Almost all cases. I'm just. There's one exception. I'm trying to think of the cases. But in the vast majority of cases, brachas are not mahakim. And the person took the lulav and didn't make a bracha, so he's taking it to the lulav.
I have another question on the language.
Yeah?
So he says, So that sounds like the Eved, he has to make a bracha sometimes.
B'tchila means before he said, before he did the mitzvah.
Right, we're saying if he didn't make a
bracha
at all,
well, that's
what he means.
Well, that's when you do it. He's saying, you're right, he could have said, the phrase is not incorrect, it's just, it's redundant. Yeah. The proper time to make a bracha was before you take the mitzvah. You didn't do that bracha beforehand like you're supposed to.
Right, but that's not the issue.
Now. I understand, but saying, let's say, I would say, you know, say the bracha beforehand like you're supposed to. That's not incorrect. It's extra, I understand. I'm not sure how far you can take the diuk in the Lashon Mishpura. A person's fasting. A person who did not make an Erev at all cannot cook not only for himself, he can't cook for other people. Also, like we said before, once he's also to cook for himself, he cannot cook for others also. He can't cook for himself because he has no need for a yom. He's fasting on yom, so he can't say he's cooking for yom because he's not cooking for yom. So once he can't cook for himself, he can't cook for other people. Okay, so he can't cook for somebody else.
Lohut.
The cousin of Magen Avraham, the Mimela, in Ikla Zeh, B'yom Tov, Asamach L'Shav.
Why is he fasting, exactly?
Whatever reason why he's fasting. Either as a time of Chaloyim, or some people hold you a lot of fast. So Rosh Hashanah, he decided for the purpose of,
so for whatever reason, he's fasting. So he's supposed to make an Erev or not?
So now he made an Erev Tashiva.
So we're saying he did wrong by the way?
So now he's fasting. So we're saying that's very nice to do the Erev Tashiva, but it doesn't help you. Because once you're fasting, so you can't cook for you cannot cook. Because you're not cooking for Yom Tov.
Because you're not eating it.
You're not eating it. So that will also.
Comes if he's cooking for the rest of his family.
So,
not fasting.
Well, see, for the family, what do you want? What he's saying over here is.
Or maybe guests.
So that's what he's saying. The same way we said before at the beginning of the sieve, once you cannot cook for yourself, you can't cook for somebody else either. So this fellow's going to be stuck with that result also. So is the direct B'nai Ba'ayis
that he can.
If he would be a single person, he can't cook for himself, he can't cook for other people, so he can't cook for a guest who's going to come either.
But if he's cooking for his family, you could do the Hayel thing and cook extra.
Probably.
But Lechachili, even if he knows he's going to pass, he should still make an error of Tashila, no?
Well, they're more saying when he gets the equivalent as if he didn't make an error that he can't cook for other people. He can still.
But what about lighting candles?
He can light candles with it. Right, correct.
If he didn't make the Erev Tashila, maybe he wouldn't be able to light candles either.
Yeah, well, correct.
So he has to make an Erev Tashila just for the candles. Right?
Correct. But you would make a bracha in that situation. You don't make a bracha just for candles.
Oh.
Whereas, let's say, talking about it's relevant. That's like actually my focus. I think shouldn't.
You should not make a.
Let's say a person's going to
away for the meals.
They're eating after all the meals, Shabbos. The only thing that they're going to be doing is they're going to light candles for Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to do. That's not doing any cooking or anything when you have to do.
Right.
So you only make air tashin in order to be able to light candles, you don't make a bracha. You make air tashin without the bracha.
So when he says the lashon, he should say only Adluki Shagra, he shouldn't
say. I can say everything he wants. It's not like a ray of that he said.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm saying. But once the fast guy is fasting, so he can't cook for himself, then he can't cook for other people either. Then he says, because of the Meili, this is every Yom Tov, some of the Shabbos. Now it comes out to be Yom Tov next to Shabbos. Also, the Basha, that's the Chachil al Shabbos. Option A, Harry, even though he made an error, he cannot cook for Shabbos. However, we said there was two dinim in that the person becomes usher and his meat and his ingredients, his foodstuffs become usher. That's not true. He made an error. So al b'nei beis or acher oifin mavashin loy mishaloy. They keep on nesser halva he niyacher if tashilu. So somebody else could cook for him using his items. He says even b'nei beis is a problem. I'm not sure I understand that. Why there should be so. Okay. Behind Bechorim, Shemfach, Nino, Likudin, and Ramah. The Bechorim challenge is holding up the Ramah. This is not like a person didn't make an error at all. They didn't make an error. Over here, the issue is the problem is because he's not able to eat. In other words, the Shartzian gives a motion. What would be in a scenario where a person ate a big meal and he says, you know, I'm still, I can't eat anymore. It's now 4 hours before Shabbos, and then the Yom Tov, he says, I cannot eat anymore. I don't want to eat, I shouldn't eat, I can't eat. He's not going to cook it for somebody else now. Since he's not cooking, he can't cook for himself. No, everybody can cook. Right? So the person decides to fast. He has a stomach ache. What's the afternoon? He has a bit full stomach. He has a stomach ache. So that's why they take down the whole thing a little more. They don't understand it.
So then it means they're disagreeing. Even if he decides to fast, he should be able to cook.
Correct. Well, can be up to some for Shabbos. He may not have Shabbos, but we're going to do it on the Shabbos. So therefore, that much we're going to definitely rely on this other opinion. In the case where it's Erev Shabbos, you need a cook, you're not a cook. If somebody else who could do it, he could do it. Ken isha mishareshes, she misana biyamtiv, gam ken yichel levashel tzarek balabayis. And a woman who has a job, so even though she's fasting for whatever reason, it doesn't take away from her ability to cook for her employer. So the interesting question, which is, I mean, so this question really is is not such a common issue, but the Achronim discussed, if you accept the din of the Ramah, would you extrapolate to the cases where, let's say, a specific food item which I don't eat? Can I cook kidneys and pesa for a sorry? I won't eat kidneys and pesa. So vis-a-vis this food, I'm not going. I have no way to cook this for myself. Right? Or I don't eat kibroch, you know. So can I cook kibroch for somebody else? Right. So. So let's say the, you know, Eretz Israel. So she's a Pesach full of Erev Shabbos. So I want to cook kidneys on Friday for Shabbos. Shabbos is always Pesach. And kidneys are Shabbos. Not Pesach anymore. Pesach 7 days in Eretz Israel. But I can't cook something with comments and pesos. I want to cook kidneys. There's no Israel owning kidneys and pesos. Israel is eating them. But I can't cook them because I can't eat them today. Even though tomorrow I can eat them, but I can't eat them today. So who then? I can't do that, so I can't cook them for somebody else either.
You can cook the kidneys Friday the 7th day of Pesach, for Shabbos, the day after Pesach.
But according to this, the Chachamim will argue, right? On the Rambam, so they should argue and say, well, even though you're not eating it, why can't you cook it for somebody else? You're allowed to own it, right? And you know, you're not disagreeing that they're allowed to eat. It was the Kana which was Niskan for the Bnei Ashkenaz, and they saw whenever Mekabel that's the Kana. So you're not saying they're doing an Isser. If you hold Shabbat Betzim doing an Isser, they should also be mad. Which, that's a problem. So obviously, I shouldn't be cooking for them. But you disagree. You agree they should be eating it. So why can't you cook it for them?
Right.
So that's like the person who means that, cooking for someone that's not being mizan. So if you accept the opinion of the Kohen and argue them more, you'd be allowed to cook in that situation.
The woman who's a mishareses and she's cooking on, she's fasting on Yom Kippur and she's just cooking for the Baal HaBayis, so she's not eating it herself. Isn't that like almost like she's working on Yom Kippur? Like, because she's not. See, if she could eat it herself, then you can say she'll eat it. She wants. She can eat it. She can eat some of it at least. But if she's clearly not going to eat it, it's like almost like having a job on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Probably.
And that's allowed.
It's probably not the best way to send off the kapila, but I mean, she was hired by somebody to work in this home to make sure that there's food there.
Yeah.
So right. I don't think she would be able to come putter and yump them for that, you know, part of that responsibility and yump them. Okay. Sifkochav. Even this kashloi erav, the person realizes that he didn't make an erav. This is now on Yom Tov. Cut him suda shachas before the suda of the morning. So we discussed that we already had this halacha before. The vashal harbor b'derachas to be a suda shachas. So first thing he can do is, if you're making a large pot, so we said before, in one maisa there's always certain of the shurim. So if it's one maisa of the sina, puts all of the meat and all of the water into the pot at one time and puts it in the fire one time, there's no limit to how much you're allowed to put there. So so you can do that and then have the leftover food for Shabbos. If it would be separate, action, that's also. Because the second one you're doing only because you want it for Shabbos. But if it's one mice, it's more. Adding more meat later on is also going to be also, because it's like a separate mice. If it's one mice in the sea, so that we said that's more. I go. Who I did Shiuchu in Sefkoval? Shiuchu let us make Benyar with the Cheddar. Benyar Dolik, the top is Azer Dolik. I mean, the Cheddar Dolik, how to lie to him. So, you go to a room which is dark to get something. Light a candle because you need to be able to see what's going on. So now you have a candle. So now you can take the candle and put it somewhere else. So you have your candle where you need it for Shabbos. So you're not limited to that. Again, it has to be real. It has to be a real need. If you want to make different types of foods, will be mutter. Now, even the first sheet holds, if it's different types of foods, that's mutter. I want to make the same thing. I want to make it in two pots. So since each pot potentially is usable, and since it's before the morning meal, and each one is potentially usable, that's also good. Okay. You actually not going to use each one, otherwise it's not wrong. All these cases we're talking about, the other way why he points it out now, it's really relevant in Sukkot also. The case where there was no Gadol year, which he was relying on, that's who was Mazak, his heir to everybody in the city, because otherwise you could person make an heir, he realized the Gadol year. But there was no Gadol year. So he said he can't cook for Shabbos, but it was before the morning meal, and he's cooking for the morning meal, so he's allowed to make a large amount of the pot, leave over for Shabbos. Kamer of Olam said, you can also light in there, go to a room, it's one of the rooms, to get something, light an air for that purpose, and then in a general derelict, leave the nail lit. You can then, if you want to move the nair to a different room, you're allowed to move a lit nair on Yom Tov. So you're not being yotzei litzav halachas nairs for Shabbos in the sense of you're not going to make a bracha on it, you're not going to light it again, right? It wasn't, but you want to have light in another room, so you move it. Okay, but you see, he's not saying it's for the broth. To even cook in many pots. The minute is to make like this opinion that you're allowed to cook in more than one pot. Okay.
Because of the
domus. We spoke about that word extensively earlier. She ought to make it complicated in many paths, some of this. Now, Eir Tzolom Rishon Mavashol, Minim Chalukim, the Kama Kedera is the Tzarek Yom Tov, Marba B'cholachas V'shol Shabbos. It doesn't mean that you're making different types of foods in different pots, which you're going to use with the Yom Tov meal. And each one you're adding a little more for Shabbos, so you have a little more of your schnitzel and a little more of the meat, a little more of this, you know. No. It's not feeling that they are Rishonim B'shol. It's different foods, or different ways of cooking food. That's what. Al davar lo hoisiv she'af im einoy mevashiv ela bishul Shabbos. No, I'm sorry. He is talking about different types of foods. That's what I thought. Got it wrong. He's talking about different types of foods. Is there cooking different types of this kugel or that kugel, different things, etc. Right? See, if he talked about that was his Yom Tov menu, and while you're at it, instead of making a small kugel, you made a big kugel, fine. Right? So you want to make two different kugels, make two different kugels. A potato kugel and a luxury kugel. So you make two big luxury kugels. Two big potato kugels, larger potato kugel, larger luxury kugel, also fine. So you'll have leftovers. That's everybody agrees to. Here the argument was, he had no plan to serve luxury kugel for the Yom Tov. He says, you know what? Why don't we make a luxury kugel also? Right? But his real kavana was, make luxury kugel. Everybody said, you know, I'm stuffed. I don't want to make luxury kugel. Yeah, well, yeah, eat one of these luxury kugel. You'll have that for sure. So his real kavana was, it's the reason why you're making another dish. Is this where you'll have a leftover mishal? Rocking the heart to the mashal, uchzas and kolachas, but yom tov. Can't be sure. So even though the only reason why you're eating from it is a way to act as an excuse to allow you to cook it. Since the maisa, it's a different food. Since the maisa, you cook it on yom tov. Since the maisa, you use it on yom tov. That's good enough. So mutter, like he says, the hanach shem cholecha min choluk b'fnei atzmo. It has to be different foods. The vachi mikra haram over there is obvious. It's the second part of the same food. So why are you doing the extra part for? For the Yom Tov needs, one pot is enough. He says, no, I like to have two pots for Yom Tov. Why? Obviously doing it for Shabbos. That's awesome. So he's doing different foods. The point is, we add a lot of different items to the menu, we'll end up with extra food. But it's only good if you eat something from each one of them. So that then you must eat from each one of them is a chachila. In other words, so a person decides, you know, I forgot to make an error, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, and he says, you know, I need to cook the Yom Tov meal. He says, okay, you know what? Originally, I was just planning to serve chicken. Now I'm going to serve chicken, and I'm going to make a roast also. Okay? Why this? Well, I'll have some chicken, some roast, and maybe they'll be left over, I'll have something left for Shabbos also. So his plan was to serve it. He puts the roast down on the table. Nobody eats the roast. So you know what? Chicken. Or nobody eats the chicken. You know? Right. He's planning to serve roast. He said, oh, let's make some chicken also. Actually, chicken when there's roast available. So nobody eats the chicken. But the mice, he made the chicken to serve by the meal. He served it by the meal. He wasn't Badafka holding it for Shabbos. He was definitely offering it for Yom Tov. So So nobody ate it. It's not going to ask. Kima shakabona b'shas abishol niskavon lo achlo hayoyim. Rehoya ma'isa shuloi behetter. This is the Taz. Comes the base mayor. Chalakoset. Base mayor Chalakoset. The kima the ikir b'shuloi who the tzarchim achlo. Really, the reality is you're cooking the second meal for a shot. And they ain't tzarach liyamta. You don't really need another dish over here for yamta. We had enough food anyway. So the whole hetter was built on the fact the mice, you're using it for yomtiv, you are using it for yomtiv, so you gotta use it for yomtiv. Diet is heavy, haraman, and caris, but the fact that using it for yomtiv makes it that it's not just a subterfuge. So then they're not using it. So really, everyone realizes, aha. So why did you cook chicken? Because you had no food for Yom Tov. Hooray, nobody ate it. Terrence said you wanted to cook it for Shabbos. It's a kol b'shula that tzarach l'machor l'chu. It comes out. All you it becomes obvious you're doing it for the next day. Okay, nira l'hachmas. B'shura says yishir machla. I don't know. Come a friend of shula the ikur kadeh. B'shura then l'hachmas l'bashal l'bosik there. B'shura shashal. B'hem is the tzarach l'chu. I mean, this whole shita is a kula. Beaker then there's many friends which hold it that this is not true. I can't cook an extra dish. I can get up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm making a roast. Make a big roast instead of a small roast. Right? That I can do. It's one pot. I can, you know, I want to put 10 pieces of meat, 15 pieces of meat. But to make two different dishes, when I only really need one for Yom Tov, there's a flaw. Those, the first thing to help them was those. So we're being made all in and out. You can cook for the second dish also. Since the mice are... You're going to use it. You will use it on Yom. Then they take it a step further, you know, and not use it on Yom. That's stretching. You know, that's when you shouldn't do that.
How much do you have to eat of it so it's not considered a Rambam Kazayas?
So as it is, that's if it's really a kula. So to take it a step further, and to say, and not only we're going to we make like this opinion, but even if he doesn't eat him, but also we make like that opinion. That's really pushing it. You shouldn't do that. Okay. Tuf Beis. So this was this din of tonight. So it's interesting din. How do we look at Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Kadosh Baruch Hu to keep Yom Tov Sheni. Now as man, your Kadosh Alpi Riyu, Yom Tov Sheni was Mikra din. But it was a soft.
Right.
They weren't sure if really they made the first day. The Rosh Chodesh was on this day or that day, and they're not sure if today is Yudal or Tezvot. It might be Tezvot because they made Rosh Chodesh today earlier. Today's already the 15th of Nisan, it's Pesach. Maybe really today they're Pesach. We're not sure. But tomorrow was really Pesach. So we keep 2 days misaf. Now we know for sure what this is. We're not making a mechanism. See, we know what that's about. So why are we keeping the next day? Minigav is going to be a number. Says Zara Masaki. Minigav is going to be a day. So it's the interesting thing. Even though we're saying we know for sure what it is, and we're doing it anyway, but we're doing it because that's the way they used to do it. So it's not more chomer now than the way they used to do it. We're keeping it on as the Kadosh Rabbanon to keep the way they did it then. Now that's the Kadosh Rabbanon. So what do we accomplish with that? Same as the Kadosh Rabbanon. It's not a suffix anymore. It's a vada. But Bismarck, they kept it as a suffix originally. So we're saying, you know what? Listen, keep it now. We're being mechayev you. It didn't vada to keep it as if it was a suffix.
I want to hear the whole trend of it. How would that fit into this?
So once that's true, so there are many, many different kulas which are going to come up based on that. So we discussed this before about making a Ruvah Chitzeris and day one. So person forgot to make a Ruvah Chitzeris on Erev Yom Tov, but he wants to make a Ruvah Chitzeris. Or any You must make an Eruv Tchumen. You can make Eruv Tchumen. So you can make Eruv Tchumen on day one for this direction, day two for that direction. He can even put down a... he needs an Eruv Tchumen for Shabbos. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So he wants to make an Eruv Tchumen. He has to put it down. See, he should have done it on Wednesday. He didn't do it on Wednesday. So he puts it down on Thursday. He says, listen, today's Yom Tov, I can't make an Eruv Tchumen on Shabbos on Thursday. Right? But maybe today's Erev Yom Tov. So today's Erev Yom Tov, it's Erev Yom Tov. Tomorrow's Yom Tov, so I can make an Eruv Tchumen for Shabbos now. Then the second day, he comes along and says, well, listen, if yesterday was Yom Tov, I didn't do anything. And then today's call, I can make an Eruv Tchumen. Elamai, what today's Yom Tov? Yesterday was called. I made a Eruv Tchumen yesterday. Right? So Chazal gave you various different halachas that you can use based on this idea that it's a suffix. You can do certain things when it was called Al Tanai. You clarify, if it's Yom Tov, I'm not doing anything. I don't do any sermon Yom Tov. If it's not Yom Tov, I'm doing a Maisa. So you're making it Al Tanai. So one of the applications is the Din of Erev Tavshila. In a case where the Yom Tov was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, he realized it's on Thursday, so on the first day of Yom Tov, they did not make an Eruv Tavshila. We say both days are one long Kedusha, and a Yochel Arev on tonight. That's it. Finish. Yom Tov Shal Golius, it's two day Yom Tov, which is in Golius. So you'd have it. It could be, let's say, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Pesach, Sukkot, whatever it is. So Yochel Arev tonight. So he says the following this. On Thursday, he says the following this. If a Yom Kodesh, if today is Kodesh, so tomorrow's Chol. Say the Sarah Chol. I don't need an Arab. If a Yom Chol, today is really Arab. Today is Chol. So then tomorrow is Kodesh. I need an Arab this year. But I can make one. Today's Chol. Be'er Zeh, Yehishar, Lona Lafuye, Lebashule. You say the whole Nusa. Lamacher ain't Sarah Clement, and the next day it's done. You don't do anything else the next day. Now, V.A. Sharman. So, what do you use to make the air? So, you take something which you cook today, and you make the air with it. Yeshua says no. The less lay media the boshel may esmol lo mahani tano. This is all assuming that he really did start the cooking process prior to Yom Tov. Because remember the whole heter of making. The Mishnah said we expect you to start preparing for Shabbos before Yom Tov, and then Yom Tov you're just finishing it off. So that which we want you to have be in place that you started cooking from before Yom Tov, even though you didn't declare it before, but at least you started cooking before Yom Tov. That's the Yeshua Rebbe says. So the Mishnah Berurah and Yochel Arev al Tanai. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you can't. If it's Rosh Hashanah, hang your Machad Arev. So that all dealt with that. That's one long day. Let me show you if you show you understand what I'm talking about. So Rosh Hashanah is unique that there's a case where Yom Rosh Hashanah is divided. How is that? So Rosh Hashanah really in a certain sense was always except for Yom Yerushalayim, you had to keep Rosh Hashanah 2 days misafik wherever you were, except if you were at the Beis Din. So you have no idea if the Adam came, so maybe today's Yom Tov, I have to be back. I don't know.
We weren't where the best.
So I won't find out until after Yom Tov is over. If I'm in Yerushalayim, I'll know. But if I'm not anywhere else other than Yerushalayim, I will not know. So I have to give 2 days myself. So that's also the stuff. Well, let's have in Yerushalayim. So Mikra then, Eidah can come the whole first day. They don't come the first day, the second day is Yom. So I keep the whole, getting the night of the potential Rosh Hashanah.
Even in Yerushalayim?
So in Yerushalayim, let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out. Chav Tes Elul. is Monday. So this day, which either is Aleph Tishrei or Laman Elul, starts Monday night. So Monday night, I have to knock. No Adam can come alive. Adam have to come to you.
Right.
So, but Belila, Adam might come tomorrow. Adam come tomorrow. Retroactively, tonight was Rosh Hashanah. So I can't do Malacha tonight. Because you know, maybe it's Yom. So the whole night of that Monday, Tuesday morning, I have to be mad. Now comes Tuesday morning. I said, you know, Adam might come still. So I have to be mad for the Yom. The day goes on, it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I haven't come yet. Adam still might come. So apparently the whole day goes by, and they didn't come in any given moment. They come last minute, the whole thing retracts. I said, I have to be mad. Now, they went all the way, they went by, they didn't come. So I said, now I realize that it wasn't Yom. Good, the second day, next day is Yom. Fine. But Chazal came along and said there was a problem. Mitzvah that they were Mekabel Adam the whole day. One time, and Adam always used to come in the morning. The Moor says that in the whole times of Ayashani, there's only one time that El was over. Adam always came on the first day. But you usually would come in the morning. So now, what do they do with karbonos? See, you can't bring the karbonos of the Muslim Rosh Hashanah until Adam come, right? But the karbon tumen in the morning you bring anyway. What shir shayyam do you say? So shir shayyam, they had a specific thing. They said shir mayyam, they didn't say the regular shir shayyam. They said a special shir for yom on the karbon tumen.
So if the Adim didn't come yet, they said
so
regular shir shayyam.
They always said the regular. They always said the regular shir shayyam. Why? Because usually the Adim didn't come. Shachar was born very early. It was born mamash first thing in the morning. So Adim usually didn't have a chance to come anyway. They said, you know what? Just say the regular shir shayyam. We'll see later on what happens. Thomas Shaman are boy. They also said shir. Well, they always said shir. Rosh Hashanah, because Adam always came. One time, Adam did not come till after midnight. So they were in this major dilemma, what do we do with the shir? Because Adam still might come.
Shir is something Yaakov?
It's a mental kind of how to say shir.
But I'm saying, if you say the wrong shir, does it take away from the Talmud? How serious is this?
Some Yaakov is a Talmud, it's a mitzvah, there's a shir to say shir. There's a seven mitzvah saying shir. Which they have a chiyuv to do. So it's not ma'akim in the kashrut of the korban. It's ma'akim in the kashrut of the chiyuv of the mitzvah of shir. So they know what to do. So Levim and his kalkul b'shir the more. So they end up saying no shir because they know what to do.
Why didn't they say both shir? What would have been terrible if he said both?
Yeah, I don't know why they chose to do that, but that's what they did.
What, was that the right thing to do, though? Shouldn't they have said both? What happens if you say an extra shir? Is that a problem? To say,
you know what? I don't know. I never thought about that question. That's not true. Tosis handles why they did that. I remember the details of the Tosis. So the Chumash said, you know what? It's a point. We don't want this to happen again. So from now on, Adam will not be this Kabbal for Mincha and onwards.
Right.
Okay. So now we have a situation where it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's this day, which is either Lamed Elul or Aleph Tishrei. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they brought the carbon to Rosh Hashanah. So at this point in time, Adam will not be accepted anymore. So I have no suffix anymore. So right now I can go and, you know, blow my law. Right, me granted. Why not?
Yeah.
But you can imagine if I do that next year, keeping the people the chanukah at the beginning of the day to be ma'achmer.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little bit harder. Last year I was ma'achmer in the middle of the day. I had to give up. You know.
It's the whole thing. It's a joke.
Right. So the Chumash said you have to keep this, that the rest of the day kaddish no matter what. Right. Okay, so now Zotah Gemara that comes out of this decision means even though we have no question, it's about a not Yom Chazar Mekayim to keep it as Yom Tov anyway. So now we have the Chazar Masakan that the first Rosh Hashanah is Kodesh, even though it's about a not Kodesh. So in other words, it's no longer Kodesh Misafik.
When did they decide this?
By Hashem after this month.
So they decide the first day is always Yom Tov regardless.
Right.
So then, if that's the case, then the shear they would do is a regular Rosh Hashanah shear, because they're saying it's Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. That's what should have happened. And that's what you're saying. Even though Adam didn't come, you still say shear Rosh Hashanah.
And they would have to bring the Kabbalah of Rosh Hashanah, because that's the purpose of Rosh Hashanah.
It's almost a Kandarabon. They can't can't be Marek and Karbonis in the Kol Darabani. It can't be Marek and Karbonis because in the Tzad it's not.
What would be the problem?
So you're bringing extra Karbonis into the Tzad of Musav. Probably Baltosev, but make it about the Baltosev issue. Most of the Karbonis properly. They brought the Karbonis, but they kept this in the Nopnik.
But in the Talmud Beis Hamikdash, and the Jews, I'm sure, knew which Karbonis are being kept, are being presented. So they're going to probably say, it's not really Rosh Hashanah, they're not bringing the Karbonis of Rosh Hashanah. Wouldn't that cause that same problem that you were saying? About Mincha Lamala, you're saying, it's not really Rosh Hashanah, you were playing games here. It's not really Rosh Hashanah because they're not bringing the Karbonis of Rosh Hashanah.
I don't know how many people were suffering exactly what was being brought to basically. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
How many people were so mechan what was being brought?
Familiar.
Familiar with what was being brought?
I'm not sure people are familiar. I don't know. I don't know how familiar they were. So it comes out that Chazar Masakin, this day is Kurdish, even though it's not his office. So that's what Mishabur means. That's what the Gemara says. It comes out that the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is even though all the 2 days Yom Tov. It's not the Kedusha of Misachim, it's Kedusha mit Havara. So both days are Kurdish mit Havara, whatever the real reality is.
So it was considered like the first day was always Rosh Hashanah, with the exception of the Kabbalahs.
Correct. They had a full dinner being keeping Yom Tov.
But for everything else,
it looked
like a regular Rosh Hashanah day.
Correct. So that's not. So come on, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are not mitam sofik anymore. So I can't go make an error with tonight. So well, if today's card is it's not good. Give it a dinner of being card. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is doing. Okay. Then he says on Gimel and it's Arkla Ari. If today is Kurdish, I leave the Ma'ar because he's on Thursday. He says, if today is Kurdish, meets tomorrow is Chol. Tomorrow is Chol. I'm going to cook on Friday for Shabbos. It's Chol. The Lomacher, Yir Yom Chol, Mele Yehem, what's the Lavash? Anyway, what? Maybe tomorrow is Kurdish. Well, tomorrow is Kurdish. Today's Erev Yom Tov. Today's Chol. So let's take an Erev.
Oh, wait, on the second day, If the Eidus came first thing in the morning, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they declared the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
So
what happens to the second day? That's not Rosh Hashanah.
So in Yerushalayim, they only kept one day.
But outside Yerushalayim, they didn't know what happened.
They didn't know because there was nobody to know. No. So they kept 2 days. So any place outside Yerushalayim kept 2 days.
And Yerushalayim kept one day?
Yerushalayim kept one day. Because they knew it, okay. But there's a case on day one where they kept day one and day two. If no item came by Mincha.
Right. They already, one day is done.
So
already.
Day one is kept the top body. Day two is also kept the top body.
Yeah.
Because you know about it.
Yeah.
So here's a case where both day one and day two are mitam body. So it's so we gave it a din when we kept 2 days, it was a din body, not a din sofer. So everywhere else also, they kept it. They didn't keep it as a din sofer, they kept it as a din body.
Okay. Should have been an interesting question if someone was visiting somebody in Yerushalayim.
So that's
did they keep it? Hey, it's the same question that we have nowadays.
Well, that's the same shot that you have with the Rosh Hashanah's argument. The whole thing about the change of goals doesn't make any sense. In our society. It was Man Chazal, a person from Bava, went there to Sol, knew what it was, and kept one day. And a person from Erzsul went to Chutz Lords, didn't know what it was, and kept 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's not totally where you came from, it's totally where you were.
Where you are, alright.
Because, I mean, Mizman, the original Tekano, the original Tzih is when it was a real Sophic. So this Tekano, which we made to continue doing what was then, should have been, in other words, we're giving, well, once it came a mimic, it's a din on me, so it travels with me, because minute travels with you. But the minute was to keep it the way it was when it was, and when it was, it wasn't the minute. It was a sophic. I knew who it was. I didn't know Safek. If I didn't know, I...
That's like what the Chacham Tzvi says, right?
Right, so that's what his argument says. Shmuel Salat, in a passing that... So, that Ben Chutzar that comes after Sodom doesn't have to keep to it. Right? The vinegar and the is, you know...
But it's logical when you think about it. It makes perfect sense.
It's logical. The argument against it is because... We have to say what was this takonomy rabbanon to keep? Now that we don't know, now that we do know,
yeah.
Once it became a takonomy to keep it, it became a diminic. Then minigam was transferable. It's like any other minigam book. Am I keeping it?
But then you're saying that it's stricter now than it was then,
right?
And you're saying you can't make it for right. Everything else. You're saying it's not stricter.
So are there some things that are stricter now than it was then? Seems that there were. There are some things,
but not for the eruv.
Not for the eruv. They didn't make the chum of the guy be there.
I traded the error for the other one.
Tough luck, buddy. There's the Yeshara. Mabarak Matilah. Now, the Mishabura says over here, you make a bracha. He says, you're making an error, but if as much as you're saying it's an error al Tanai, you're saying, listen, maybe really there's no need for this bechlal. So what do you make a bracha for? Right? Now, but what? So what's the sound of the yemek a bracha? That's what Kveger's time. So let's go back a second. Stop. Kveger. Now you're a good boy. You didn't forget like this guy. You did a good boy. You went on Wednesday and made it. And you're making a bracha. Why make a bracha? Maybe really the first day up is really up. The second day really is cold. You're allowed to cook wheat bread dinner on the second day. You need an air bracha. So make a bracha for. But that's what the zakana was under these circumstances. That's what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to make a bracha. That was the zakana. So what's the difference if you do it on Wednesday? You do it on Thursday. You also make a bracha. So we'll hold it over. Now tomorrow night there's no shear. I have a chasna. I'm not going to be here. Tomorrow night there is no shear. So the Thursday night will be regular.